AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish.
You have to challenge yourself to be consistent. I repeat, sometimes it's hard. It's what many people say. You like to go to the gym every day. Of course, no. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day. But you have to do it.
When I wake up, sometimes I feel like a little bitch. But what I do is I have a little tape recorder. And I tape record exactly how I'm feeling on that motherfucker. And then I play it back. That's a bad tape recording, dude.
If I walk around, I'm picking up all the papers. I'm not saying go get that picked up. I'm like, okay, that's trash. I'm picking it up.
There's a saying, when the devil ignores you, then you know you're doing something wrong. When the devil comes at you, maybe it's because you're trying to do something right.
I made a promise to myself from that day that I was going to work that hard every single day so that when I do retire, I have no regrets. And that was the most important thing for me, is to leave no stone unturned, get better every single day.
It's not easy.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory.
If it was easy, there'd be no Kerry Washington.
Motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Discipline is infinitely more important. So no matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do. That's it. And that's discipline. That's not motivation. If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
Your entire life is a test. And when did you have the most anxiety in grammar school and high school?
No question.
On test day.
No question.
So your entire life become this test. I ain't trying to say the right answer. I am just doing what I feel. My mama said trying is failing. There is no ifs, woulds, coulds, shoulds. It just is, and we just are.
I don't want to fall back on anything. I want to fall forward.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline. Because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline. I mean, discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings.
Whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy what? Easy go. See, but when you go at what you're going to deal with and you deal with the difficulties of it, when you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, learning those things that you don't like to do, but you know that in order for you to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you have to flip through.
Just stay focused, you understand? You know what I'm saying? Keep your mind straight on the prize. Don't let nothing get in between. You know what I'm saying? You gotta focus up.
Never allow life to make you forget why you do what you do. People don't burn out, people don't quit, people don't underachieve, people don't settle because of what they do. People burn out, people quit, people underachieve, and people settle because life makes them forget why they do it. If we respect it the way we say we respect it, If we love it the way we say we love it, if we cherish it the way we say we cherish it, every single day should be nothing less than excellent. You might not always be your best, but you can always bring me your best.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
Everybody's on their own path. And I don't want to judge someone for wanting to be free and easy. I just want you to understand that there's a cost to that. And the cost that you're going to have to that isn't going to come until later. Most people need to shut the fuck up and focus on that version of themselves they want to become and actually be willing to become it. And that's what's ultimately going to create the fulfillment that you're looking for. It's not going to be your cold plunge. It's not going to be your morning routine. It's going to be the work that you fucking do and then being proud of it.
Discipline, it does start with waking up early.
You gotta push your body. You gotta overcome. It's like you're moving past a barrier, moving a step forward. A lot of people just wanna stop because they're dead tired. You gotta do that extra one.
To fight for what I believe in, chase after my dreams. Nothing's ever gonna be given to you. Everything's gonna be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not gonna get the results. But two, more importantly, you don't deserve it.
If you get up and you just have no discipline whatsoever, you get no value of anything.
You have to keep reminding yourself that you are there for a reason and that you are better than the other guy. And as hard as the moment, you know, is that you are in, you know, the more you have to remind yourself, the more you have to talk to yourself.
Hard work is something that I've always been about and never given up.
Just worked a 12-hour day, well, 13-hour day, but who's counting? Empty gym, the iron paradise, this is my therapy.
You don't get discipline from your parents, from your grandparents, from your older brothers and sisters. You don't get discipline from an external source. You have to get it from you.
Just do your job, all right? Don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job.
Some of you are in a storm that is challenging everything that you've ever believed. And God said, the storm's not going to stop yet, but I'll give you peace immediately. The storm is not going to subside.
If you waste your days here pursuing comforts, then you miss out on your purpose. And you don't walk through the good works which God prepared for you to walk through. You stay on Pete's couch and your life passes you.
But I will be your peace.
I don't need something external to motivate me. I find something within.
And you got to do me a favor. Like, you can't give up. You can't give in. Like, listen to me. If it was easy, everybody would do it. And if life's got you backed up, I need you to do what Buster Douglas did. Buster Douglas started fighting back.
We don't run. Every man must search his own soul. That's why that Martin Luther King quote, that's why I say, like, you don't judge a person by where they stand in times of comfort and convenience. You judge them by where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. And if you ain't work, like when you work for something, it give you a different type of attachment to it. The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender. That's why cats can give up so easy. They ain't got nothing invested.
If you don't know what total commitment is, if you don't want it that bad yet, if you haven't made up in your mind yet enough that you're totally committed to let me kick your fucking ass, then stay at home. Do us both a motherfucking favor. Just stay your fucking ass at home, sitting on the couch.
The only way you progress is if you proceed. Don't give up on you because they gave up on you. Don't stop believing in you because they stopped believing in you. What they think should never influence what you know. How they feel about you should never change how you feel about yourself. Understand, the battle was not with them, the battle was within. Your competition is nobody else. So that means can't nobody defeat you except yourself.
It is not about doing what you love. It's about doing whatever it takes to make your dreams a reality, to be closed and stay closed. If you're not closed on your product, if you're not buying your own product, why would you expect anybody else to? Man, $400 is a lot of money, your prospect says to you. $400, do it.
Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better.
But yeah, man, I'm sorry that you are so mean to yourself, you know, and I don't mean that as a reflection of who you are, because I know, like me, you don't want to be.
If God woke you up today, if you have breath in your lungs and blood running through your veins, you have a purpose.
And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say this. Let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big, long line of people. And I made it to heaven. 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, praying for cockroaches. That's what I did. And God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. Now I'm reading this list, and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
On your journey to self-mastery, you will lose 99% of your friends. Now, I know that sucks, especially if you're young. You think like, man, in high school we were tight. Now in college we're tight and we're hanging out with boys. We're always doing the thing. But I'm telling you, the moment you truly decide to commit to self-mastery, to becoming your 2.0 self.
In case you're like, yeah, but my real life would just be so much better if my top five challenges disappear. Would it? I'd like to point out that if Super Mario Brothers was just jumping over one pit and then you rescued Princess Peach, no one would play it. Where's the risk and the reward? Where's the challenge? There's no ultimate feeling of satisfaction. The degree you're getting today means so much to you precisely because of all the struggle and setbacks that you've had to endure. If you want to cross the river of life, you're gonna get wet, you're gonna have to backtrack, and that's not a bug, that's a feature. Frame those failures and slips like a video game, and not only will you learn more and do it faster, but it will make all the successful jumps along the way that much sweeter. All right.
That has really helped me become the man I am today and pursuing to be. And the one that I remember the most, and it was preached to me by my dad, is this. Don't half-ass it. Don't half-ass it. Boy, that never goes out of style, does it? I mean, think about it. If you're going to do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard. If you don't half-ass it, at least you're not going to have to wonder, oh, would the outcome have been different?
But you got to learn to shut your feelings off if you want to achieve greatness. And greatness is only achieved when your feelings about that kind of shit. Let me say that kind of shit. So for those soft people who may be listening to this, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not talking about your shit. I'm talking about the grind.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it.
Y'all giving up not knowing that tomorrow might be the day you win. I want y'all on your motherfucking grind.
When you in your grinding stage, like, that hunger is different. It's about if you can maintain it or not. Like, that hunger that you get is like a different type of, like, I don't know what it is. Like, all I wanted to do was just work. So once you get that in you, like, it's just like you can't stop.
Anybody can wake up and do the easy shit. Anybody, bro. You shouldn't have to be forced to be uncomfortable to deal with uncomfortability. You shouldn't. And I feel like the most successful people know how to take care of business. When the workout's hard, they lock the fuck in.
You need a good attitude in order to stay consistent. You need a good attitude. And I don't mean good as in positive. I mean good as in aggressive. You need a very assertive attitude about how you see your decisions and your actions.
There were a lot of days where I did not want to get out of bed. But if you have those little small goals, those little small things that get you excited when you don't want to, it's going to make it even better and even easier at the end when you're getting ready for a presentation or the end of the year or this or that, whatever event you're leading up to. It's going to make it so much easier.
Like, it might sound like cliche or whatever, but it's literally just being consistent.
I'm here to tell you today, somebody came to my office the other day crying. I said, look, don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you today that you can come here. You can jump up. You can do flip. You can be excited when we give away money. But listen to me. You'll never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do what you do.
It's going to be the work that you fucking do to become that version of yourself that is the exact version that you know you're supposed to become, and then being proud of it. That's what's going to create the fulfillment that you're searching for.
What the f*** is your problem, man? You can't hold a f***ing attention span for longer than 15 seconds.
Yeah.
That's why you're not successful.
Yeah.
It takes a lot longer than 15 seconds to be focused on becoming rich, becoming a better person, becoming smarter, becoming more athletic, losing weight. It takes time.
It takes courage to go where you've never gone before. For some of you, it took courage to come to this conference. It takes courage to get you outside of the box. It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win. People don't talk about people that don't win. If you win, they're gonna talk about you. Do you have the courage to stand there though the storms keep raging and the people get to talking and you stand there and say, I've come too far to turn around?
What if all of us took that attitude after we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through? What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your green, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win. Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. It's very important for you to know that.
You know, anything in life that you put your mind to, you can do. The world is your oyster. That's all I tell people. And I really have a grasp of that, being that I nearly died.
Hey, dog, look, you don't know how you're going to win? You treat every day like a Monday and every month like a January. You gotta wake up every day and put 110% to your craft, because there's someone out there that's getting it more than you. So don't be acting shocked when they up and you down. The person who grinds the hardest always gets it. Hard work beats talent every time. Remember that.
Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're gonna figure it out.
It's easy to give up.
You know,
easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going.
Oh yeah.
I ain't gonna keep going.
Yeah.
I don't feel like going to work.
The
I'm
one.
Done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. What's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying.
Now you wanna say like you're tired? Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you.
Work, 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 work. No results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 work. Work, 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 work. No results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 work. No results, I'm a little bit better. Work. Boom.
Just got paid.
I just got paid. And it looks like overnight success.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, it happened in here.
You guys, it really comes down to this. You can either A, right, sacrifice temporary fun for permanent dreams, or sacrifice your permanent dreams for temporary fun. And the reality is a lot of you guys are willing to sacrifice your permanent dreams for some temporary fun.
Yeah.
And that temporary fun is never going to get you fucking anywhere. Because I'll tell you this, going to the club, partying, drinking, popping bottles, are those people going to be there 10 years from now when you're fucking brokey, wondering what the fuck you did in the years that you were supposed to be productive? Let me tell you something, they won't fucking be there. You won't even remember them. You might have them in your phone log somewhere, but you won't even know who the fuck they are at that point. Your party buddies and shit like that, they won't be around 10 years from now.
Yeah.
So you gotta ask yourself, since they're not gonna be around, you're gonna have yourself.
First, for claiming to be the king in the jungle. For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad, I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man, I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet. When George Foreman meets me, he'll pay his debt.
And as I sat there in the dark in my Fruit-a-Loom underwear, God asked, what are you doing here? On the couch, talking about them. There's never been a statue erected to a critic. What are you doing here? I gave you Mamie Brown. I took you out of your biological mother's womb and placed you in the heart of your adopted mother. I saved you from prostate cancer. 14 years ago, they gave you 2 to 3 years. I gave you the gift of word to inspire. Here you are sitting in the dark.
Even under the most dire of conditions, hope can heal. To me, basic SEAL training was a lifetime of challenges crammed into 6 months.
Because you were cold and wet and miserable, and it seemed like there was no hope in sight.
The mud consumed each man till there was nothing visible but our heads.
And he gave us hope at that point in time. And that's what SEAL training was all about. It was finding out where you can find hope.
When I switched in, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning because I didn't know who my biological father was. It took me 12 years to get a degree. So what I'm trying to explain to people with my ritual is, I'm going to beat you to the spot. I'm going to beat you to the spot. That's what it's all about. I guarantee you, this year could be the best year of your life if you execute more. And I think what should be on the priority list is, you want to be so you can wake up the next day and you can grind it out. And I'm just a dude that believes you reap what you sow.
When you gonna stop letting nobody tell you about you? You're the one. You gonna make it. You're the dog. You gotta stop being soft, bro. Have tunnel vision in everything that you do and block out all the noise.
If you're trying to do something meaningful, if you don't have the mindset that you're the best ever, you failed already.
There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living. Now, I'm sure in your experiences in school and applying to college and picking your major and deciding what you want to do with life, I'm sure people have told you to make sure you have something to fall back on. Make sure you got something to fall back on, honey. But I never understood that concept, having something to fall back on. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything.
You don't evolve for me in my job unless I cap myself somewhere and say, okay, you made this much money, get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk, get off the podcast, don't be on social media too much, cut out all the fucking noise, get back to the fucking mental lab, because that's where the knowledge came from.
I was being a kind of a wise ass the other day at the press conference, but at the same time, I'm dead serious. Bet against me. Bet against me. Tell me it's not going to happen. Tell me it's going to fail. I love it. I love every minute of it.
I mean, we got to be excited about the future. We got to do things that make us want to live. You know, it cannot always be about problems every day. I mean, do you want to wake up every morning and everything's just a problem? Well, what inspires you and what makes you excited about the future? There's got to be some things like that.
Every morning when you get up, say over and over to yourself, do it now, do it now, do it now. I do it now, do it now. Whenever you have this tendency to procrastinate, program your subconscious mind with this automatic conditioned command. Do it now, do it now, do it now. The key to overcoming procrastination is to develop a sense of urgency. Be the kind of person who gets things done quickly.
If you give up on your dreams, if you give up on your dreams, what do you have left? Nothing.
So no matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do. That's it. And that's discipline. It's not motivation. If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
That's what it is. Somewhere a long time ago, I needed somebody and they didn't do it. And so I decided at that point, I guess, I don't need you. The only person I need is me. And I'll be damned if I'm ever going to need somebody. I ain't needing somebody. I'll be damned if I'm ever going to need somebody again.
You should have stopped this for me, your father. I'm stopping this one now.
Don't, okay? Let me finish. I got to prove it.
Prove what?
I'm not a mistake.
If you want to be great, want to be the best motherfucker ever at what you do, you can be misunderstood by everybody. Because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
That's the truth.
It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived.
And the one story I want to leave you with to tell you why I became this person. When I was 12 years old, I told my mom, I said, Mom, I'm going to have some money one day. And I'm going to buy you a Mercedes, and I did.
I think depression is a luxury.
Wow.
Because where I'm from, you can't afford to be depressed. You got to pay the bill, right?
Right.
So you got to go to work. You got to get up. You got to go do what you got to do. You got people right now that's at work don't feel like being there.
Mm-hmm.
But they got responsibilities, so they go. They feel uncomfortable while they're working, while they're doing what they got to do.
And you're the only one personally that can answer that question for yourself.
you've got to have your own list of whys. Here's what I want you to do when you go home after you've left this extravaganza. Work on your list of whys. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. In leadership training, here's what we learn. If the why is powerful, the how is easy.
I'm going to lose in order to gain. Big mental thing there, guys. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up?
What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
Understand what I'm saying here. It means that you can do what you put your mind to. And if you continue to put your mind to it, the game opens up new levels.
You wonder why you're so afraid. You wonder why you're so anxious. You wonder why you're so unhappy. But it's because your whole life is a test. You worry about saying the right things. You worry about being the right person for people. But why try to please people when you can please yourself? You could use your energy to like yourself. You can build yourself up through experiences, through self-love and compassion, and just practicing positive thoughts, positive affirmations, and just really loving yourself and knowing yourself. And you can care about what you think.
You have to be your best self when you're least motivated. And that's the tricky part about all that shit. Motivation is just a word. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you want to go and know that motivation is not going to get me there.
You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. I love fear. And the reason why, behind every fear is the person you want to be. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible. If you face your fears, guys, you will realize it's not that big. And once you face it, you go, oh my God, man, I spent all this time running from it. It was so small. If I just faced it, my God, not only did I face it and I beat it back, energy is never lost, transferred. That negative energy, that fear, is destroyed. It comes back in as confidence. You're like, what else am I capable of? What else am I holding my back from that I'm capable of more? What am I running from when I don't need to? What else can I overcome? You face your fears, you become the person you want.
Millions of dollars was on my mind at that time. I was dead broke. There was no time to relax, go hang out, party. No, I was broke. I needed millions. I saw, even when I had negative money in my account, which was very often, I saw millions in my future.
Figure out how you learn. Just because you fail a test doesn't mean you're slow. Just because you're having a hard time understanding something doesn't mean it's impossible, because there are no bad students, only inflexible teachers.
I ain't gonna lie, Dad's gonna have to get to the point where you wake up and just say, I'm the one. I'm the one that's gonna break bondage. I'm the one that's gonna create generational wealth. Bro, plenty of people are depending on you, bro, and you're folding. The weight is on your shoulders, bro. You have a task at hand every day that you're not getting done. People need you, dog. If you just sit here and be piss poor every day, knowing that you're the only person who can make this right, but you're also the only person who can f*** this up, that's unfair, bro. I need you to really think about that. It's all on you.
Money is something that you can always get back, because money is fake. They print money every single day, okay? You can spend $1,000 a day, and you can make $2,000 tomorrow. You can always get it back. The one thing that you can never get back is time, okay? Time can buy money, but money can't buy time. With more time, you can make more money. With more money, you can never get back time. I had to learn this the hard way. You know what I'm saying? So many of us do things to save money. We pick the cheaper option that costs us our time instead of going with the option that's more convenient, then we save time. Don't think in terms of trying to save money. Think in terms of trying to save time, because you can always get money back. You can never get your time and effort back.
You gotta stop letting the outside noise stop you from your grind, bro, because they're the fans in your store. They're in the bleachers for the reason. You're in the game. You really out here in the field. When you gonna stop letting nobody tell you about you? You're the one. You gonna make it. You're the dog. You gotta stop being soft, bro. Have tunnel vision in everything that you do and block out all the noise.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generational. And there's a lot of people listening to this that bill has been passed on from generation to generation, and you are holding that bill right now. And somebody in some one of your generations has to pay that bill off.
Don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work.
Delusional.
Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion. Because it's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional?
The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question, why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? Why not see how many people you can reach?
I always say this, the most driven individuals, they live a life for many years and certain times without balance. Everybody strives for balance, balance, balance. And in order to be that obsessed with something over and over again. So if you say something that was missing, but it was actually a gift, was his lack of balance.
I'm getting up.
Whenever you get it off your head, we'll start the time.
Get up closer to it.
Right hand shoulder position move.
And I'm a regular guy, just like everybody else that's listening. Don't ever think or believe that you gotta smoke what they smoke, drink what they drink, wear what they wear, be a part of whatever it is they made you doing. And guess what? If it's considered something negative to me, but yet you're doing it and it makes you happy, I want you to do what makes you happy. Live your life.
Nah, fam, I just work hard. Anyone can do this. You can do it, fam. You, yes, you can do what I do. You can box, you can rap, you can sing, you can do TikTok, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You can do it.
I don't listen to what nobody tell me. Once I write it down, I write the vision and make it plain, it will come. Surely it will come at an appointed time. It doesn't matter that nobody sees it. It doesn't matter that it's visible to other people. All you got to do is write it down and believe it. God is greatness, man, all day long. What he's done for me, he'll do the same thing for you.
What the hell are we all waiting for? Start attacking life. You waiting for the fucking stars to align? Back when I was growing up, the song came out. All I need is a miracle. Well, guess what? That miracle ain't coming. There is no perfect time to start. You gotta start now with changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. We all have our own test. Some of us are obese. Some of us are depressed. Some of us are insecure. In the military, we have this big old rucksack on the back. Have batteries, water, extra gear. Your extra gear is the shit you're dealing with in life. And the only way to overcome it is for you and you alone to face it. You have to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck it the fuck up and do it.
Dedication. Hard work. Dedication. Hard work. I'm a one-man army. One-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still come out on top. I got God on my side.
This is the moment. Watch this video twice. If mama's watching this, send this to your daughter Sally right now. Because you have to understand, this next 5-year window is when you don't go practical and safe. This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is not the time to try to maximize as much money so you can buy a fat whip. This is the time to realize that you have a 5-year window, and it's 3 for some, it's 8 for others, but this is a 5-year window for you to attack the life that you want to win, not because it's the secret or because the world's so zen, because it's fucking hard as shit out there.
Stay hard!
I am cold. I am emotionless. I am zen, at peace, ready for war.
Yeah, but everybody has the ability to do it, but they just don't want to. They want to keep asking questions and keep going to seminars. And the greatness is right in you. And that's why, once again, I'll say this a million times here, I do not feel sorry for you.
Create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done. It's easy to be lazy if you don't have any emotional connection to what you're involved in.
If you don't give up, it's really hard to stop you.
Yeah.
Like if you're fucking relentless and refusing to let other people tell you who they think you are when they don't know you.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard to stop that person who abides by that.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with me.
I would stay there an additional 2 hours and continue to work out because I wanted to get my mom off the couch.
Backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you. You can do it in your quiet way. You can do it the way you do it. But somehow they got to look at you and go, okay, I won't monkey with that one. In your life, you're going to get what you tolerate. So what's the decision? What have you been sitting on? Is it the decision to finally get serious?
And so here's what I say to you. There are going to be times that you're going to be wondering, why should I keep showing up and working my business? Why should I keep picking up the phones and making the phone calls? Why should I keep fighting for my goals and fighting for my dreams? And what I want to remind you is that you got to show up for your life regardless of the circumstances. You got to show up in spite of the naysayers. You got to show up in spite of the conversation going on in your mind. You got to show up for your life. Because if you don't, nobody else will.
And that's what my first question is. How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it. Nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. There may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation.
You're not strong enough. You're not quick enough. Sean, you're not even starting now. Drill from drill, even some coaches, drill from drill, and teammates, drill from drill, and they will say to themselves, he's not supposed to be here. How did he get here? First day of school, and I'm looking at the teacher, and she's looking at me, and she's talking to the principal, and they're pointing at me, and she walks over, and she grabs my hand, and she pulls me back into the first grade line. And all of a sudden, my friends in the second grade, they're looking at me, and they're saying things like, Sean, you failed. Sean, you're stupid. Sean, you're dumb. Sean, you'll never make it. It's crazy, because people's expectations can cap your realization.
You can save somebody's life right now by you just being unapologetically you, and you walking in that calling, and you speak life, and you affirm, and you let others know, I see you, and I'm with you, and I will hold your hand as you go throughout this journey, and even though I'm struggling.
The dream transcends colors. The dream is either for you or meant to pass through you, but it should never be all about you. The dream. Find it. Have you allowed life to steal your dream? Have you allowed people to steal your dream, to crush your dream, to break your dream? If they break your dream, they'll break you. Where is your dream?
That thing, whatever it is, It's always there. But really, the shit that matters most is the stuff that's right here.
Yeah.
Like right in front of us.
Yes.
You know, this thing, life, family, loved one, kid. Whatever it is, job even, you know?
And sometimes if you concentrate on the North Star too much, you don't even enjoy it.
That's right.
You don't even enjoy the whole experience.
Knowledge. My mom reinforced, you don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're gonna do it to try and be the best. Not be better than other people, be the best for you. Give me 100% all the time, and I'm a happy mother.
Today, very intense workout, hardcore, very heavy. Creating and destroying, breaking down and building up that very dense, thick muscle. We always talk about hunger and how you always want to outwork your competition regardless of how successful you may be lucky enough to be. You want to be hungry. If you know what it's like to be hungry, you'll never be full. He said, it's one thing to be hungry, it's another thing when you're starving for greatness and starving for success. And I love that because it immediately clicked. It's in my DNA. I know what it's like to operate every single day, regardless of the success that I've been a lucky son of a bitch to achieve. I operate every day as if I'm starving, so.
And sometimes they would laugh at the guy talking about becoming successful. And look at it. He's bathing in the bathroom upstairs on the 21st floor. He sleeps on the floor. Him and two other dreamers up there. Look at him. It was hard, ladies and gentlemen, coming to speak to people.
You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You've got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience.
Ego is the anesthesia that deadens the pain of stupidity. Pride is the burden of a foolish person. John Wooden coached basketball at UCLA for a living, but his calling was to impact people. And with all those national championships, guess what he was found doing in the middle of the week? Going into the cupboard, grabbing a broom, and sweeping his own gym floor. You want to make an impact? Find your broom. Every day of your life, you find your broom. You grow your influence that way. That way you're attracting people so that you can impact them.
It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry. People who are unstoppable and unreasonable. People who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more.
Don't ever confuse effort with results. We gotta give the effort. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the results. So give the effort and always stay focused on the results. Happy New Year. It is January 1st. We are kicking off this new year very strong. Just finished leg day.
The work never stops. You always got to keep going. Always.
I go hardcore when I train. I don't have time to go to the bathroom. I find a bottle, I pee in it, and I keep training like a beast. It ain't about being the biggest and the baddest. It's about a mindset to be the best.
When you were great, you don't focus on the year. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with planning, but what I'm talking about is you concentrate on the 24 hours that's in front of you, and you nail it.
You know, every man has two lives. And the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
Life, dreams, ambitions, problems. I don't give a fuck about what anybody else is doing. How hard is it to understand? I don't watch people's stories on Instagram. I don't give a damn. Like, I don't care about anybody's fucking pancake at the souffle shop and whatever, dude. I don't give a damn. I'm living my own reality.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever. That guy was you that said that. And it's important when we step out of this. Like, this stuff matters because no one's effing coming to save you. No one's going to make you better at your business. No one is going to get you to be a better person.
I found out at that moment, nothing in life is promised except death. If you had the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's past.
Everybody has problems. Nobody cares about your victim mindset and about how life was hard for you and how unfair it is. It's unfair to everyone, okay? To everyone. You're not special. And life goes on. That's it. Life moves, everyone is busy with their own lives, and so you have to do the same thing. Nobody will sit and pity you, literally maybe for 1 or 2 seconds, okay? Like, oh, that's sad, but like, come on, we gotta get moving, honey.
If you're obsessed by memories of the past, more than 18 months old, and most of those are negative, so anxiety provoking most often, then there's a lot of you that's stuck in the past. And what that means is you didn't map the territory well enough. And the parts of your brain that are alarm systems, anxiety systems, are saying, nope, there's holes in the way you're looking at the world. There's holes in the way that you're looking in the world. And you fell in them once, and you don't know where they are, and you don't know how to fill them, and you don't know how to walk around them. And so you can't forget them. You can't forget them. You can't forget them. You can't forget them. Point is that you don't want to be put in the same vulnerable position again. So anything you can do to strengthen yourself is good.
It's two things that's gonna make you cold. It's either heartbreak or poverty or both. Both of them made me cold. It may not be poverty for you, but it might be heartbreak for you, G. And something just have to switch. You have to have a burning desire as a man. You have to, bro. You gotta be hungry. Everybody not gonna be hungry. Everybody not gonna understand your vision. Everybody understands stuff is called vision. That's cool. That's cool for them, but it was better for me, G. It wasn't for me to tell them my vision. It was for me to keep working.
The amount of motherfuckers that'll tell you that you can't do something because they can't imagine themselves doing something. Bro, do not let anyone tell you. Bro, do not let anyone tell you anything, bruh.